Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to get right to our caller because our caller has a very close connection to people at KPRZ, and we want to make sure that he's able to share what he wants to share. Plus, he's got to go to baseball practice or something like that. I don't know, baseball, football, basketball, something. Robo-producer, who do we have on the line?
On the line right now is my son, Kevin.
And so his name is Kevin. Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah, this isn't the first time you've been on the show, is it? Haven't you been on before?
That was Kyle.
Oh, that was Kyle. So this is your first time, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a family thing. Okay, you got to give me more than yes or no answers, or I'm going to have to hit your dad on the head with a hammer. All right, so here's the bottom line. I heard that you went to a movie last night.
Yeah, I got to go see the pre-screening for The Hobbit.
You got to go see the pre-screening for The Hobbit? How did you pull that off? Did your dad do that?
Yeah, my dad has magical powers.
Really? Yeah, can you tell him to work some of that here? Anyway, so here's my question. How long was the movie? How good was the movie? And how much would you recommend the movie? First, how long was the movie?
About 2.5 hours.
Is that long for a movie nowadays?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Is it too long a little?
Kinda.
Okay, because, you know, 2.5 hours, you know, there's a lot that can be done in 2.5 hours. That's a third of my sleeping. All right, now, number two, how good was the movie?
About a 9 out of 10. I really liked it.
9 out of 10. Now, this is a prequel, or it's a pre-prequel, right? Or it's a prequel second part. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's the sequel to the first part, and there's a third part coming out next year.
Okay, so they got like a total of 6 pulling that together. Okay, and then here's the thing. Okay, well, I don't want the Hobbit music yet. Do you highly recommend this movie, yes or no?
Yeah, I would. I would recommend seeing it in 2D, though, instead of 3D.
Did you see it in 3D?
I saw it in 3D, and even though it was shot in 3D, to me, I personally prefer 2D movies over 3D movies, so I would see it in 2D over 3D.
Okay. What a great job you did, sir. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
Gotta be going, but nice job. Good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's we're not going to say who last name, but that's Noah, Robo Producer's son. But I will say this, Robo Producer, I like his honesty. He said, "Go see it in 2D."
No, I agree. I like 3D when it's done well, and it was actually done really well in this movie. But it does give me a headache after a while, so I'd rather just see it the old fashioned way,
like going to a movie theater and just seeing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or they could do it in Smell-O-Vision. I'd be fine with that, too.
You know, Smell-O-Vision, you know how old that is, right? I told you that in the last...
You did.
It was 1955, I think, was the first Smell-O-Vision. But, you know, if you were in a Smell-O-Vision movie, and I just want to say this real quickly so everybody can understand how I feel. If you were in a Smell-O-Vision movie, and it was a movie, let's say it was a movie about angels fighting demons, and then the demons would die, and that the gates of hell are being crushed. Here's the problem with Smell-O-Vision on a movie like that, or Smell-O-Rama is what it used to be called. You'd be smelling a lot of sulfur, and sulfur doesn't smell good. I mean, that's like, right? I mean,
in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd go, well, maybe. Okay. I guess.
I couldn't help it. Ron
yeah,
was
Ron was walking by. What could you do? Here's the deal. So we got a movie. See, we get movie reviews. We get sports reviews. We do everything. Plus, we talk about serious elements. Genesis Recovery. Now, look at Tommy did a really... nice job. And that's your intro to Tommy and his program over there at Genesis Recovery. Get ready. He's come back on in 4 weeks. I'm having him on every 4 weeks. You want to know why? I want people to know that there's a place to go. And you know what Frank said just as he was leaving? It's true. Christians have the hardest time admitting. They don't want the church to feel, to make them feel bad, or they don't want to look bad in front of the church. Christians need to be the ones that are the most loving and accepting, especially of their own, especially of their own. There's no question about that. But we do everything here, including bump into the microphone, which I just did. Not to be outdone by all of that, what we're going to do, we're actually going to take a shorter break. We're going to take a shorter break now because when we come back, now we're going to take a break in about a minute. When we come back, I want to do another element on forgiveness. We did that first one on forgiveness. I've got the Facebook post, which has to do with forgiveness, and we're going to do the Rocky and Bullwinkle for that. Plus, I've got another DDD on forgiveness. Do me a favor. If you are a person who is lacking in giving forgiveness, or need forgiveness, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When car shopping, if saving time and money are important to you, then you need to visit the all-new BobBaker.com. There's new vehicles, plus the best of the best used vehicles with pictures, prices, and all the info at BobBaker.com. That's BobBaker.com.
The Crossroads of the West Gun Show is back this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammo, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
If they don't have it here, they don't have it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Sales are conducted in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws.
Avoid the lines. Buy tickets at crossroadsgunshows.com.
KPRZ invites you to a free movie screening of A Miracle in Spanish Harlem on Thursday, December 12th at Digiplex in Mission Valley Hazard Center. A Miracle in Spanish Harlem is a story about love, faith, and redemption, starring one of Latin America's most acclaimed and popular film and telenovela actresses, Kate del Castillo as Eva. KPRZ's free movie screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. RSVP to see A Miracle in Spanish Harlem and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, Heavenly Talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Hey, that's me. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. See, we were saying in 40 different classifications, turns out one of the classifications was star charting. The other one was beaming people up from one starship to another. Guess what? Eric's not qualified in that. Noah might be, but Eric's not. I'm just pointing that up. Testimonials from people just like you and me. Here's the bottom line about Excalibur Roofing. New roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. I actually had somebody say that to me. Do they do new roof or old roof construction or repairs? I'm like, yes. Yeah, I can't say that every day. Okay. It doesn't matter what it is on a roof. They've got you covered. Get it? 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com and get more information that way, of course. All estimates are free. All the work is rock solid. Want to know why? Because the guy who owns the company is rock solid. I think that's pretty much a good way to say it. Also, so thank you, Excalibur Roofing, for sponsoring this segment. Also, I want to point out, because people don't know this, I believe next week we're doing a kind of a big interview. There's a, is it next week? Oh, it could be tomorrow. I don't know when we're doing this. We're doing this big interview. But we're joining, there's a Christmas tour. Did I tell you about the Christmas tour? That's December 15th with Shane and Phil Wickham. Did I tell you about that? Did I mention that to you? I did. I did not. Hello? Yes.
That's what shaking my head means. No.
I can't see you shaking your head. Hey, you know what? You got to get your hair grow because I can't see your head behind the thing. So you got, that's better. There's a Christmas tour 2013. It's December 15th, 6 p.m. Sunday night in the Sanctuary at Maranatha Chapel at 10752 Coastwood Road. If you don't know much about Maranatha Chapel, well, you should. You can go to maranathachapel.org. You can also call, that's maranathachapel.org. If you're not sure how to spell Maranatha, I want you to get your Bible. Call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. The Christmas tour, Shane, and Phil Wickham. What? Right. Concert, right? Wow. Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. in the Sanctuary. Bring the kids, listen to this, at 4 p.m. for a living nativity scene with live animals. And they're going to have movie games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. Hey, where's the chocolate milk? Shouldn't that say movie games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, hot chocolate, and coffee?
Live animals, so you're going to be there, right?
Riff. That's my response. Bring your family and friends. The event is free. That's my favorite price. So it's not the Department of Free, is it? No. Yes, it is. It is. What's amazing is that nobody has called to tell us what that music is from. Still, come on, folks. Come on. You got to get with it. You got to get with it. You can do it. By the way, let's get to R&B. We got to do R&B. We're looking at today's Facebook post. R&B, please.
Cowbell.
All right, so R&B, most people are thinking that's a rhythm and blues. No, it's not. It's Rocky and Bullwinkle. Here is the post that I put up there. This has to do with a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Here's the post. You ready? Do you want to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12? I hope it's 12. I hope it's not 10. But I'm pretty sure it's 2 Corinthians 2, 12. If I'm wrong, then it's 10. But I'm pretty sure it's 12. I forgot to put that down. Anyway, here it is. If there was anything to forgive, this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth, the Corinthian church. If there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven so Satan might not outwit us. For we are not unaware of his schemes. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, here's something that you should know. Satan has schemes. What? No, he has schemes. What? He has strategies and tragedies and strategies And he does all that stuff just to mess you up. And why does he do that? Because he's trying to destroy your walk. Hey, you got to read John 10:10 if you don't know. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said, but I am come that they might have life and have it to the full. Here's the question. If Paul is saying, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven, so Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. The question then posted, it really is, what is the scheme? Here's the answer. One of Satan's favorite schemes, stingy forgiveness. What? Stingy forgiveness. What? Here's the deal. I want you to ask this question to yourself and answer it honestly to the Lord. How much, by way of moral debt, did God forgive you? How much, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, how much was that debt? How much was that payment? How much, even since you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to this very moment, how much has God forgiven you? What's the level? How deep? How wide? How broad is that forgiveness? Then the question becomes, how much do we extend the forgiveness we received to the people we encounter? Every one of us knows God has forgiven us tons. But how much do we reciprocate and extend that forgiveness to others? Here's what I found in my own life to be true. Tell me if you think this is right or wrong. The hardest people to forgive are the people that are closest to you because you expect the most from them, but they're the ones that should get the greatest of all that we can offer by way of forgiveness. Spouses, parents, siblings, children, friends, colleagues, the ones that we expect the most from, and when they cross us or do something wrong, seem to be the hardest to forgive. But aren't they the very ones that should get the greatest amount of forgiveness? Isn't it ironic that we can extend forgiveness to somebody we've never met? Never known personally, but a person who spent hours praying for us, if they say a cross word or they look at us funny, we have to fight our way to forgive them. Well, what's that from? That's from the enemy. That's a scheme from Satan. He wants us to hold back forgiveness because that works in his favor because it creates bitterness. And if we want to fulfill his schemes, just be a stingy forgiver. Or if we want to honor God and fulfill his kingdom and walk in righteousness, then be a generous forgiver. But when you're stingy with forgiveness, you're walking in the schematic of the enemy. And who wants to do that? Because that's terrible. That's a bad place to be. I'm serious. I want you to think about that. Because we're going to do one more segment on forgiveness. I want you to get it. And if I have to teach it for the next 100 radio shows, I will. Because it's important for all of us to walk in. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We got some very cool stuff when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Though the going gets rough, but you got a hand tough to make it.
Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
This Christmas season, as you're making your list and checking it twice, please remember your favorite ministry. If they bless you on a daily basis, please give a year-end gift. Your generosity will help ensure they will be able to continue to bless San Diego and the world. You can go to KPRZ.com to find information on how to reach your inspirational friends. From all of the ministries and your friends at KPRZ, may you and your families be richly blessed as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Crossroads of the West Gun Show is back this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammo, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
If they don't have it here, they don't have it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Sales are conducted in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws.
Avoid the lines. Buy tickets at crossroadsgunshows.com.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Rumble, you know what I haven't done the entire time? I haven't talked about how to contact us, have I?
I was going to say weather and traffic.
I did that once. When Tommy and Frank got here, I did it real quickly. I will check the weather. Let's check the weather. You know, the clouds are lining up for a magnificent sunset. But therefore, it's cloudy. Right? So, even though you can look forward to a really cool sunset, it's cloudy. Now, it's scattered clouds in such a way as to be picturesque. And I feel that that's a good thing. I don't feel that's a bad thing. On the other hand, it's cloudy. Traffic-wise, there's a bus. I see a bus coming down right there. Not a school bus, like a city bus. So there's a bus, and behind the bus are a bunch of cars. Apparently the bus not going very fast. Okay. Watch out for the bus. That's all I got on that one. What do you think?
You can shoot an arrow into the air and where it lands. I do not care.
Good to know. Okay, I do want to do this. I didn't get a chance to do this very much yesterday. I want to make sure we get this one done. Ladies and gentlemen, on this date in the past, and then right after this, we're going to do this follow-up DDD on forgiveness. Just really another good one. But listen to this. In the past, in 1816, Indiana became the 19th state. Did you know Indiana was the 19th state? Is that a great...
I didn't know what year, but I knew it was the 19th state.
You did? Well, I hardly knew it was a state, let alone... a state in that was 19th in 1816. Nothing but numbers. Here's this. In 1844, nitrous oxide was used for the first time in dentistry. Calling Dr. Rhea Middleton. Get it? Because she's one of our sponsors. Calling Dr. Rhea Middleton. See? Because nitrous oxide. Right? Nitrous oxide. What's nitrous oxide good for besides dentistry? Listening to this show. Okay. King Edward VII abdicated the throne of Britain for the woman he loved, Mrs. Wallace Simpson. Was she married? That would not be good. Germany and Italy on this day in 1941 declared war on the United States. Dum, 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 dum. Additionally, let's see. In 1990, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out. How's that even relevant? How's that relevant? And then National Noodle Ring Day. What's a noodle ring?
I've never heard of that before.
I have never heard of that either. National Noodle
Ring.
That
really bakes my noodle.
I'm not even. You want me to comment to that, don't you?
I'm not commenting.
Okay. Listen to this. This is hilarity. Ready for something funny? Okay. In 1946, John D. Rockefeller Jr. offered up a 6-block area of land in New York City for use as the world headquarters of the United Nations. The offer was accepted within 24 hours. No one connected with the United Nations has been able to make a decision that quickly since. How's that? That's funny. Come on. I know humor. RR. Okay. I promised we're going to do this, and so I want to do it. Because you know what? Should I do the forgiveness or this piece of news? Because I got this piece of news that's also important. What do you want to do? What are you in the mood for?
All depends on if you're going to do a reverse psychology.
What does that mean? Take it away and then people really want it?
Okay, I'm going to say do the news.
And then you think now I'm going to do a DDD?
Correct.
So your real goal was to have me do a DDD?
Maybe.
What have you? What do you eat for lunch?
I truly want you to do the DDD, David.
The DVD? I don't do DVDs. Devotional.
It'd be a pretty high tech show if we could.
Yeah, a devotional video of the day. The devotional vid for David. Devotional David vid of the day. How about that? Can we do that? We don't think we do that. All right. Here's another one. I'm forgetting this. This is another DDD. It's what we would call a great perspective DDD. Now, what is a perspective? A perspective is a viewpoint. It's the way you see something. So you might have this perspective. Michigan schools are much more awesome than Ohio schools. That might be your perspective. In that case, the show would tend to agree with you. Or your view might be hockey really is one of the best sports to go see live and is also fun on television if you were trained to watch it since you were 1 year old. Yeah, that would be a perspective. You see what I'm saying? Well, this is a perspective. It's called the Great Perspective on Forgiveness. And for this one, I'm going to wreak havoc with some theology. Yay! Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Got that? Hebrews 12, 24. Listen to this. This is on forgiveness. So listen to this. So Brian K. Smith should listen because it would give him insight into life. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24 says this. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, listen, that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now that's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. So here's the question. What did Abel's blood speak? In Genesis chapter 4, verse 10, the Lord said, "What have you done?" When he was talking to Cain. "Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." And what did Abel's blood cry out to God? See, here's the key. Here's these little trick things you got to catch. Jesus's blood, when sprinkled, cried something out. Abel's blood, when shed, cried something out. What did Abel's blood cry out? Abel's blood cried out justice, vengeance, not revenge, vengeance. Abel's blood cried out to be justified because he was slain so unjustly. But what does Jesus' blood cry out? Jesus' blood cries out forgiveness, grace, mercy. You see the difference there? Abel's blood cried out for justice, for being unjustly killed by his brother. Jesus's blood cries out forgiveness, grace, and mercy. Jesus's blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Our system, instead of crying out for justice, vindication, and a form of vengeance, we should be crying out for forgiveness, grace, and mercy to those that are around us. That's really good. You got to think about that. The Old Testament spilling of the blood, justice. The New Testament spilling of the blood, forgiveness. And thank the good Lord we operate in a new covenant. Praise his holy name. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got a story about Shirley MacLaine. What?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, president of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with 5 special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon on Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who've served and strengthened the faith of the people in San Diego. It'll be a special historical day, and you don't want to miss it. The Year of the Pastor Luncheon, Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. Register today at kprz.com.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Robo producer was fed lunch today at the Christmas lunch here at KPRZ. That's right, we call it Christmas lunch. Actually, we call it Christmas lunch for those that don't care for it. And he's still comatose. So this is what the music is he played back. He goes, here's my comatose music. I want to know how Superman is comatose.
No, I said this is the theme to Comatose Man.
Oh.
Like you're a food superhero.
Ah, I can kind of get that. I think if you don't want the theme Banana Splits, the show that was from the 60s and 70s, I might have got that better.
There was a show called Banana Splits?
Don't talk to me. That's it. I'm not talking to you. All right, folks. Couple things to tell you. A couple pieces of news. Nothing too deep. Why? I think everybody knows why we don't go too deep in the news, primarily.
They drive you crazy.
Well, that, and I'm kind of a shallow guy.
Oh, okay, well.
So you're going to work those together. Two stories I want to cover. Nothing major, though. I don't want anybody to, you know, have a, you know, a response that's super negative. Yeah, I don't care. You know, they call up the Professor X. You know, we think this guy is not very funny. You know what Professor X says? You should check the revenues. Anyway, I think that's funny. Trust me. Anyhow, here's the two things I want to talk about. ABC News, always bashing Christians, ABC News, has a story. And I'm not a huge, huge guy in this, but it's the way that they say it. And they're pretty much what they're saying is, I don't know what to do with this. You got to tell me what to do with this. Mass murderers are the fault of gun sales. What? Man, it's not, no psychological breaks with reality. No any of that. You know, it's mass murderers, they're tied to gun sales. So I thought, I'm trying to follow the logic. I try to follow the sequencing of people thinking, you know, A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C is the actual formula for logic, for those that don't know. Not reasoning, logic. And there's a difference. And so I try to follow the sequencing when people do this. ABC News stories, mass murders are tied to gun sales. Mass murders tied to gun sales. So by this same logic, I want you to follow this. Ready? All auto accidents and deaths are because of the automakers. That's the same exact logic. There's no difference. So everybody who's complaining, not driving drunk, I'm talking about anybody that gets into an accident or has a vehicular homicide, anything like that, all the automakers' fault. By that very same logic, follow this. Being born is at fault for people aging. It's just like, come on. What? Well, you know what? You got me there. That's what I'd give them. You got me there. And then this one I wrote down because it was too funny to pass up. All food poisoning and gastric foods are God's fault. Because God created the earth. He put the food on the earth. You see how dumb that thinking is? I think the aging one is pretty funny, though. Being born, that's the real culprit of aging. Thank you. As the alternative is what?
Keep trying to think of something to say here, and I got nothing.
Yeah, well, not only are you comatose, but it's that defies logic. But nothing better than this story, because this is a little more, to me, it's a little more interesting. Shirley MacLaine has told Fox News. Fox News thought it worthy to interview Shirley MacLaine. Everybody's thinking Fox News, they're the Christian brand of news. No, they're not. They're not Christian. There's many Christians on Fox News. Hey, Mike Huckabee's Christian. No question about that. Actually, he went to a pretty good school, good training, so on and so forth.
I like Huckabee. You
know, yeah, Huckabee's a nice guy. But don't get it. Don't misunderstand something. If they weren't making a dollar, this is not a station that would be on the air, which is not untrue of KPRZ. Well, that's some of them, you know, some of KPRZ. Well, not some of Salem, not all of them. But anyway, so they did an interview with Shirley MacLaine, which I still can't figure out. But that's okay. So anyway, Shirley MacLaine told them this. She believes her dog came back to life. She doesn't believe in God per se, but she believes that her dog returned to life. Here's the thing. So she has more faith that her dog came back to life than there's God.
Does she have any proof of this?
I'm glad you asked me that question. I will read the comment that she made and then the question, her response, and then my response. Because we got a threefold thing going on here. So it's a threefold thing. I'm gonna give you the answer to that. Okay. First, Fox 411 asked, "You're quite happy living by yourself." She said, "Oh yes, I can do all the ifs I want. I think I dodged that when I was married for 30 years. Now I'm alone, and that's enough." So here's my response to that response to Shirley MacLaine. But what about all those voices in your head? That would be my response. I don't know why Fox 411 didn't ask that. What about all the voices in your head? Apparently there's very, very many. Some even from the past telling you that you were some kind of queen of some kind of whatever. You notice one thing about people that have past lives that always claim they have past lives. You notice one thing? They never were a peasant. They were always Queen of England, or they were always, you know, like the lotto winner, or they were like the first astronautess, or something like that. They were never like a shoemaker. They were never that. Why was there nobody back then that, I don't understand. Never somebody who's working in the stable. I just think that's kind of weird. Anyway, Fox 411 then went on and said, "And you believe your dog Terry is going to come back?" She says, "Oh, I believe he already has." This is her dog that died. She and I have been together for a very long time. We were both together in Egypt. What? I have a plenty of intimacy with my dog. Here's my response to that. Ready? Here's my response. If I remember correctly, in the correct episode of Friends, Phoebe's cat contained her mother. Isn't that right? Wasn't her mother in a cat? Phoebe's mom was in a cat. Yeah, my mom's in that cat. That's about the size of where this one is. Back to life. I don't believe in God, but my dog came back to life.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
List anybody should get very serious about this. This is funny. I don't know. That's what it is you say. You believe we're definitely not alone. No, we're not alone, but all this UFO stuff, it sounds so kooky. Her response is, we're not alone, because what she doesn't understand is that there are demons. I mean, she just doesn't understand. But she's right. We're not alone. But she's not getting who's connecting. See, when she's getting a connection with somebody, it's anti-God, anti-faith, and it's all about pleasing herself. Wait, hold on. Your dog came back? Didn't you see the Friends episode where Phoebe's mom was in a cat? That's what it sounds like. And for those that think that's serious, okay, in the show, it's a joke. You see, it's a joke. You see, it's humor. Well, there's nothing funny about that. Well, no, there's plenty funny about that. I still think the voices in her head, though, that was the best response. What do you think? What do you give me on that one? That's what my interview would have been. What are the voices telling you? They don't tell you anything violent, do they? That's what I would have asked. Because she's kind of a strange person, isn't she? What do you think of her?
I've never really liked her too much personally.
Yeah. You know, not terrific in the movies. I ain't got much to say about the movies. I don't, you know, if somebody's not a great actor and actress, not always the political. Some great actors and actresses are politically different than me. I still think they're good actresses and actors, but I agree with Laura Ingraham. Shut up and sing.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me.
Ay, 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 ay. Folks, here's the deal. It's a really good song play, by the way. Here's the deal. Why can you make fun of, why it's so serious? You know what? If you're not secure enough in your faith now, how are you going to be secure enough in your faith when they start shooting people for faith? So my response is this. I can do whatever I want with things that I know are just utter ridiculousness, because the Bible makes it very clear. The fool has said in their heart, there is no God. What kind of people are atheistic people? Are people that deny God but believe in voices and demons? They're fools. And so they should be treated appropriately, because that's what they are. So the bottom line of that is, what about the voices in her head? That's what I want to know. All right, where's what we're going to take a break. Kind of people are going to be like, I'm going to get so many emails on that. People, listen, if you want to send me emails, send it. It's okay. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a really cool DDD. We're going to go out with that. Just too much fun. You're having a good time listening to the David Spoon Experience, I hope. I'm David Spoon. We'll be back here in just a minute on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
A fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted.
The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep. Counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at sandiegomusicaltheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, so I can tell, I can't tell people who it is, but I'm doing a very special interview tomorrow with two people from Hollywood who are coming into the studio. Can't talk to you about it very much other than say, no pressure like show business, pressure like show business. Okay, well, that wasn't very good. This time I brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. That was pretty bad, huh? You're not going to pull up Ethel Merman, though, are you? Right? You're not going to pull that kind of like... No,
I was going to do it, but now you've ruined it.
Okay, good. Excalibur Roofing, now what they do is new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Take a look outside, folks. Looking a little dicey. You got a roof? Huh? You got a roof? Huh? You better make sure it's not leaking, huh? Or as Eric said, the funniest line of the day when he said this. Or your wall can come tumbling down on your big screen. That was a great line. Here's the bottom line, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. All estimates are free from Excalibur Roofing. And you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get a good feel for the company. By the way, they are offering career opportunities for people who are interested. Again, you go to ExcaliburRoofing.com and fill out the information. Tell them, hey, I'm interested in career. You know, if you're going to work in the construction industry or in the roofing industry, you might as well work for somebody who loves the Lord. That's a good idea. I mean, I'm solid on that all the way around. So Excalibur Roofing, that's who's got you covered. There you go. Can we play the podcast update-datey thingy? That update-datey thingy, whatever that is.
You can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You know why? You know why I like that? You know why I enjoy that so much? Because it's so much better than I am. It's like, wow, that's way beyond what I could ever say or do. That's just great stuff right there. That's just my,
Well, I wrote it, you know, for the show. I figured the least I could do was stretch the truth.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. loving you too, buddy. Okay, anyway, here we go. I want to make sure I get this in. This is a very, one of those important, what's the word I'm looking for? Important. DDDs that I think is worthwhile. So I want everybody to hear it. Listen to this. This is just to make sure you understand that we're not as goofy as you think we are. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 through 14. Please write that down. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon. O moon, stand still over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as is written in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. And no, it doesn't mean surely as in surely the person. Surely as in surely, the Lord was fighting for Israel. So here's what I want to say on this one. This is a really cool one. A lot of people freak out when you hear this. They're like, what? Let me explain this to you, ladies and gentlemen. You know what this was? Listen to this. You know what this was? You've probably never heard of this phrase. So you want to write this phrase down. This will give the whole summation for this. Ready? Universal stoppage. You know, everybody talks about the Big Bang and somebody shot the gun and everybody went going and went forward. Well, for just under a day, God said, everybody stop. the whole universe. Now I get people and they say to me, Dave, the earth rotates around the sun. That couldn't happen. Let me say this real quickly so everybody can understand. Oy vey. It's describing the appearance in the sky, not defining the science behind the moment. Do you not understand that? They're looking up. The sun's not moving. The moon's not moving. Nothing's moving. Why? God put a universal stoppage on everything. Nothing was moving. No, everything has to move. Not according to God. No, it has to. That's our response. You think that's not very intellectual. But Dave, you guys are earth flatters. You believe the earth is flat. No, they... Not Bible believers. Bible believers never believed the earth was flat. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, he sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. Bible believers have always known. For 2,700 years, by the way, it was penned 2,700 years ago. Bible believers have always known God sits above the circle of the earth, not the flat cube of the earth, not the Borg ship of the earth, the circle of the earth. We've always known it's a circle. And you're like, but Dave, psychological science just discovered that people believe in God because of creation. Oy vey. That's only 2,000 years old too. Romans 1:20 says, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what was made. See, all these say, oh, you guys are all dummy. You're all dumb hicks. Hey, watch this. Here's the ticket. Stick with Jesus. Stick with his word. You want to know why? He was right 2,700 years ago. He was right 4,700 years ago. He was right 2,000 years ago. And he's right today. And you can count on the word of God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. And we've got some incredible news happening tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you then.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate.